Good evening and welcome. This week we've got to talk two matches. We've got two new faces joining us and one record that looks ready to fall. This is the Orange and Black Soccer Cast.
This is the Orange and Black Soccer Cast, the first and only podcast dedicated to Orange County Soccer Club, its fans, and supporters. Follow us on Twitter at @OCSC_SoccerCast or on Facebook at Orange and Black Soccer Cast.
All right, we're here. I'll get right to things. And this time I'm actually going to start with some strange, instead of asking how you are, I've got a question for those of us joining us. We're going to jump to Larry first. Oh, the producer, Andy, has read my mind. Larry, welcome to the Orange and Black Soccercast. You're pulling a Brad. You are muted. Thoughts on olives on pizza or in general?
Thoughts on olives on pizza? Yeah, no. That's okay. It. One more answer. No.
Great. All right. And for the first time, written contributor to the podcast, Nathan. Nathan, you've got a number of kits back there, and we'll probably talk about those at some point, including the one that you're wearing, which is chef's kiss. But olives, yes or no?
I'm going to say yes. As far as olives, yes. Pineapple, yes. Ham, Arizona pizza, it belongs there. It's good. I like it.
Okay, great. All right. I know we've got a guest joining us. I'm not sure if he's here or not. So I guess we're just going to jump right in until someone says otherwise. Saturday. The result, unfortunately, not an April's Fool. Larry's already over it. The result, unfortunately, not an April Fool's joke. But, I mean, we'll get right to it. That was some free kick from Milan, no?
It was amazing. It was a jump out of your chair, fist pump. Yeah, let's go. Piss off my neighbors, scare Carrie's cat, kind of moment. Fantastic. Milan doing Milan things and USL Championship. I said it already. I said it after Tampa. I said it last week after, who the hell we play? Vegas. And I will say it again right now, USL Championship, everybody across the board needs to be terrified. Milan is looking even better than he did last year. He's in midseason form, and it's only April 4th. So good on you, kid. Keep it up. Don't stop.
Yeah.
Nathan, please go ahead.
I mean, honestly, like, it wasn't the worst performance I've seen this year, at least. I think it's just OCS issue now where we are playing to the other team's skill level. So, like, say play Hartford, we're going to play like Hartford. If we play our Rowdies or Louisville, we're going to play like a good team. If we play at Vegas, play like a bad team. So, I mean, good on Milan for getting that goal. Defense did okay for the most part, I'd say, besides a one just error last minute of the game or the half, I should say. So, yeah, I just honestly, just another so-so effort overall.
A so-so result, but we've seen this in the past as well, and this is true of any team. If you score an opening goal in the first 10 minutes, it is very, very difficult to hold on to that lead for another 80-odd minutes. Unfortunately, it is more of the same that we're really used to across to the far post. This is a goal that we've conceded with regularity since Cloutier's reign here at the club, either across from deep or across from the byline or sitting near the end line. But point being, aim for the far post, and you either get a free header or you just have to knock it down for someone around the six. Of course, this is a really common thing. This is something that top managers in the world try and do, is a quick switch of play and hopefully catch someone off guard. At this level, it is more likely. You know, Pep Guardiola tries to get the same thing out of his teams, and now he actually has the player to do it in the middle. But nonetheless, very frustrating to go away, fly across the country, and you know, in just under 50 minutes, kind of see most of the game. Larry, for you, I mean, how much of this just feels like deja vu? Again and again and again, it feels like we do concede the same goal.
Frustration is an understatement. It's just so often, and it's every single game, and it's that same side. It's coming from left over to right, and it just most of them are right over to left. Correct. But it's just, man, it is rough to keep watching that and seeing us keep giving up. I mean, we've played four games and we have given up that goal right there four times. I mean, if I see it, some cat who just doesn't really know a damn thing about soccer and soccer tactics can see it. I'm failing to understand how it can't be seen on higher levels within this team and the players to defend it, for God's sake. Again, these guys are all better than me. They know what they're doing. But, man, when the same thing what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. This whole thing is a little bit insane. And I'm a little frustrated right now because I really think instead of sitting on, what are we sitting on, 3 points? I absolutely believe we should be sitting on 9 points right now. I really do. We should have beat Tampa. We should have beat Vegas. We should have beat Hartford. And they're just not getting it done right now. I'm hoping it changes sometime very, very soon. I'm hoping that a nice big crooked number against Capo FC on Wednesday will maybe send some different energy into the team moving into the weekend and moving forward with the USL Championship season.
Nathan, Larry was just very, very hard on the team. Do you have any positives that you would have taken from this match?
Positives. They didn't lose. So, I mean, you know, last season, I think we only won like two away games all year or something. And if there's a game to lose, it's not like, you know, it's first away game, it's East Coast, it's a day game. Just from recent experience, we don't seem to ever do well in these games. And so we did get a goal, we did get a draw. And I think honestly, it's just at this point, I don't think we really have to expect a win for any game now. If it does come in, then that's great. But right now it's just don't embarrass yourselves and you'll do fine, I think.
Wow. Do any of you think that maybe the early game time and traveling that far, especially, I think Orange County has basically only ever had one result when traveling to the East Coast. And of course, that was the one that mattered most. There's a star, on the scarf just behind Larry's head that proves, yes, you know, we can get it done on the East Coast, but not this time. It wasn't meant to be. Any final thoughts on the match from you two?
I know that it's hard for a team to travel back East. I know that it's hard for a team when you are used to playing at 7 o'clock at night on a Saturday to play a game at what is your time, 11 a.m. I know that's not an easy thing to do. But the team's got to do better. I mean, we're a month into the season, we're 4 weeks in, and I'm not ready to throw my hands up and say I'm done. I'm still going to be here every week. I'm going to be at every game. I'm going to be cheering in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years from now. I'm still going to be there. But, man, there's a high frustration level because I don't know who it was. Might have been Logan. I'm not sure. Somebody said we haven't won and going back to last season in something like 9 games. 9 games, man. We're talking about that's more than 2 months of football. That's it's a tough pill to swallow. We need a W. We need it soon.
just to quantify or to qualify the laughing, producer Andy has called out Larry's existence as an Angels fan. So you should know all about former Angels fan. So you should know all about teams that have plenty of talent, but just can't get the results. But hey, it's early days in the season. Remember, this is a team with a massive amount of turnover, and typically we don't see a lot of fireworks defensively until May or June when these teams finally gel. So I, for one, remain optimistic. And there's no better time to maybe put an end to the pretty abysmal run of results that stretches back into last season as well than this Wednesday. It is, of course, not a league match, so nothing going to help on the table, but a chance to hopefully rest some starters, a chance to hopefully gain some confidence, and a chance to hopefully score more than one goal in a match. Larry, do you want to start us off? I mean, you are the reason that I actually will be attending this game. So why don't you kick us off with the local boys that we'll be facing this week?
You know, up against Capo FC, which is, I don't even know what level they are. NISA? Lower?
So actually, I'll add to it.
Go ahead, Nathan.
They are currently in USL League 2.
Okay.
However, they'll be also playing in the NISA Nation as well.
So honestly, they're a
lower league side. Like, they have actually done well versus teams their size, I'll say. Like, this is all just like Wikipedia and like their own website that they used, but they're not a pushover team, I'd say. They have some winning culture there, but I'll be honest, like, if OC does not win on a Wednesday, then I don't know what we're doing then. I don't know how well we're doing. If not, it's just, it's obviously, it's good about the best game having now, obviously. Get some goals in. Nice, easy victory by halftime. But yeah, so Capo FC, they're not really that much of a pushover, I'd say, like in past year, I'd say. But I will say this, though. Orange County has never beaten a fellow OC side in a competitive match. Ever. So, if you want to do it, this is the year to do it.
If we don't do it, it definitely might be a moment to begin clutching our pearls and saying, what the hell's going on? However, I envision something quite similar to last year's first round Open Cup game for us. I don't even remember who we played. Was it Ventura?
I think it was Ventura.
I think that we had a LA Force. Yeah, it was. They had Harry Forrester playing for him. I envision us going out with a very strong senior team in the first half, letting us blow up the score 4, 5, 6 in the first half, and then bringing on some of the younger, more inexperienced players to finish out the game. Last year, Milan had a hat trick in the first half, and then he was pulled from the game. So I'm envisioning something like that again on Wednesday. And, you know, hopefully not jinxing it by saying that that's what's expected from the team. But in reality, this is not a team that we should lose to. It's a bunch of guys who, you know, they're just barely a tick above amateur status. And we're talking about players on our team. We're talking about, you've got a golden boot winner. You've got somebody like our guest tonight, Foxy, who has been playing soccer all over the world for, you know, for 10, 12 years now. Sparky McNulty, Dylan, Powers. This is a team that we should be able to handle without any difficulty whatsoever. Knock on wood.
So for you two both, it seems like this is a chance to rest some starters, or at least give them a rest after 45 minutes, maybe an hour. Do any of you think maybe this isn't the time? Of course, it wasn't all that long ago in 2019 against an FC Golden State Force, I want to say. Funny enough, we seem to struggle against the Force that we went 2-2 and when lost on penalties. I mean, do you guys worry about any bit of complacency given the difference between these two teams? Any bit of taking your foot off the gas for a second and wondering, hey, these guys are amateurs. These guys are just looking for a deep cup run and have nothing to lose. They're expected to lose, and you know the freedom that comes with that. Do you think that's bad for Orange County, or do you think we have the quality to see it off?
It's something that can always be a concern in a game like this. It's really all going to come down to what 11 the gaffer puts on the pitch to start the game. If we go with nothing but academy level kids with, you know, a handful of the typical first team players on the bench, that's something to be concerned about because we're talking about academy level kids. We're talking about 17, 18, 19 year olds, 16 year olds. But again, I don't envision that happening. We had talked about it last year prior to the LA Force game, you know, what 11 is Chaplin going to run out there? And he ran out there, a legit first team. And they took care of business in the first half and went on the put the foot on the brake a little bit in the second half. So, you know, that upset, that's what the Cup's all about, is those upsets. And, you know, Sacramento going all the way to the Cup final last year. Literally anything can happen in something like this. So we need to make sure that we put a team out there that's going to take care of business in the first 45 and then just cruise through the second 45.
Nathan, it's very early days, as I said earlier, but things aren't looking great with the amount of points that Orange County currently has. Would you rather prefer a nice run at the league this season, or would you prefer to have less than an Orange County kind of situation next year? Hopefully without the employee spygate situation that happened in the final for Sacramento and Orlando. But, I mean, we've won the playoff cup. We've won the Western Conference in the past. I mean, do you want to see a deep open cup run? Do you want to see us make a chance at it? Or is it all league for you?
I mean, it's honestly a really tough question because, like, as a fan, you want to win. All teams can win. I mean, I think speaking of OC kind of like in their history, they've never really taken this cup seriously, I'd say. I think last year was probably the first time we had to put out a full starting lineup caliber side in their first opener game. And so I'd say honestly, at this point, just play your best possible team this Wednesday. And just get some good feelings going, you know, get four goals in by half, you know, get some confidence in his side. Because, I mean, right now, we're coming out a draw away at Hartford, fly out here, play this game on Wednesday, and then you have to fly out to El Paso on Saturday. And, of course, that's going to be a big game, probably for playoff-wise come near future. So I'd say I want to focus on the lead overall, but I will not mind if we do field a really competitive side on Wednesday.
Any worldies that you anticipate happening in this game? Of course, Kobe Henry, with maybe the best goal a defender has ever scored for Orange County last year. Just give me a name, dark horse for some insane goal this Wednesday.
I think Bryce Jamison, if we just play, we'll probably take on three defenders and just chip one over goalie.
I'm going with Correa with a banger from just inside the box.
Okay. All right. Yes. As we scroll through and look at some of the other teams playing, congratulations to the Pittsburgh Riverhounds for advancing. And sorry, Rochester soccer fans, and sorry to former Orange County player Raymond Dre, as they folded. So Pittsburgh makes it the first team to advance to the third round of the Open Cup this year. Other USL Championship teams featuring this one, we've got Tulsa and Tulsa Athletic, El Paso and Union Omaha. I think that one actually might be a pretty good game. Monterey Bay and Central Valley Fuego as well. LA Force Las Vegas Lights, and Albion San Diego, whichever their name is at this point, formerly 1904, and San Diego Loyal, which should be maybe also an interesting one. So there's plenty of teams in the league who have been dealt pretty difficult cards. Orange County, maybe not so much, but it's the magic of the cup. And like I said earlier, these guys have nothing to lose, and I'm sure they're going to want to advance and see who they can play next time. Any final thoughts on this one? We are breaking through this podcast at some speed without Ray.
Now, we just the only final thought is that we got to go out there and we got to get the W. I don't think that the spirit of this team can handle taking an L in this game. That's just me. I don't know what the locker room culture is like, but I can only assume that it would be pretty rough in that locker room were we not to come away with a W on Wednesday.
Yeah, I think a win is probably mandatory for just overall sake of season. And I'll just leave it at that.
Fair enough. Pretty soon we'll talk about a player who has some knowledge of a cup run and has some knowledge of our following opponent. Larry, of course, already spoiled this one. I think we may have already spoiled it by announcing it earlier today, but Saturday, Orange County, El Paso face off for the first time in 2023. Definitely had to think about what year it is. Where to start with this one? It's another away match, which has not fared well for Orange County as of late. And El Paso's not doing so hot as well. So from the five matches they've played thus far, just 4 points. Either one of you want to take the lead on this one. What scares you about this match, and what are you looking forward to?
El Paso's coming off of a win, aren't they? Who'd they just beat? I lost track.
I checked too.
Yeah, check for that.
It was Louisville. Louisville. It was a couple weeks ago now.
Yeah. Okay. So they've got a win against Louisville, and Louisville slapped us around in our house. El Paso seems to me like one of those teams that you just don't know what you're going to get week to week. They seem to be very, very up and down, and it seems to have been that way for the last couple of years. I could be completely off base on that, but it seemed like they're a team that, they'll go and they'll play a Tulsa, and they'll, lose or they'll draw at home, and then they'll go to Tampa Bay and take a 2-1 win out there at Al Lang Stadium. So this game concerns me because Tulsa is always a tough play for us. And again, we're going on the road. We've got three games in, 8 days. And that's always going to be hard on a team. Even when one of those games is an Open Cup game where you should be resting a lot of your first team players. And, the first team players that do play in the game only play for the first half. So this is one of those games I'm going to call this one just a toss up right now. We need the W. We really, really need a W right now. And we need a W in league, and I'm going to keep harping on that. And if we don't come out of, this weekend with a W, I will harp on it next week too.
Nathan, just to get some of the excuses out of the way, lots of travel, of course. The team has made it back from Hartford, of course, at this point. Short turnaround to the Cap OFC match, and then a short turnaround plus some travel out to El Paso. Another bit of probably excuse, the elevation. I believe El Paso sits at 3,700 feet. So any fear with either of those two things majorly impacting the squad, or is this a no excuses, just 3 points?
I do think that a win in any form is, at this point, expected of at least this squad. Because, you look at El Paso, and they're kind of in the same spot as we are, where, a lot of turnaround, and they're probably looking at and this team on Saturday too, like, hey, this is probably a good chance at getting a win if we're home and they're not doing so hot on the other side. And so I think your question was to just, is it a must win, or were you, what were you like kind of harp at there?
More so that if the result doesn't go our way, what excuses can we draw out of the way immediately? I'm going to say 3 games in 7 days, not an excuse at this point in the season. The weather is far too nice despite the travel, and the elevation really doesn't make a difference, because I heard that one get shouted out a few times when we played Reno, which was a similar elevation, but it doesn't seem to matter when you're playing in a baseball stadium and the pitch is quite a bit shorter. For those of you following along, you did just see that all the wonderful stats people, what wonderful, I mean, you can have your own opinion on them, over at 538, they think this one's pretty evenly contested. They believe there's a 40% chance El Paso takes the win in this one, and like a 27% chance of a draw. I've since forgotten, as the numbers are no longer right in front of my face. Does that seem like a fair result? I mean, this is a team that, once again, drew against Tulsa, but did also manage to beat Louisville 3-0 and kind of send them into a panic as Louisville dropped another match following this and seemed to be almost rudderless at the moment.
I was kind of hoping that we would be the team that would throw Louisville into a panic when we have them opening the season at our house. And it didn't exactly work out that way because, oh yeah, they scored a goal on the back post.
I mean, it's fair. I think it's fair, honestly. Like, you know, it's just it's either we give up too many goals or we score one goal. Like, I mean, I know that's how it obviously works here, but like, it's just, I think it's fair. I think a draw is probably can be expected. Yeah.
Well, we'll speak to someone who will have something to say about that, and probably quite a bit to do with whether or not we get a result. He's no stranger to a cup run, of course. Just to go for the weirdest stat, Andrew, you were the first player to be sent off via VAR in a cup game, no less. So with that negative out of the way, what are you looking forward to this week? And welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks very much. Pleased to be here. Yeah, hopefully staying on the pitch and not getting sent off would be the a good start and a good finish at least. No, I'm really looking forward to it. This is now my fifth year playing in the US. Previous 4 years I was in El Paso. I've actually never played in the Open Cup. So I've missed it twice through injury and then twice through squad selection. So I'm excited to make my debut in the tournament. I think it comes at a good time for us. I think everyone's very excited and taking it very seriously. And we all saw what happened last year with Sacramento and what can be possible. So I think it's an exciting one. Let's see what we can make happen.
Obviously not the result that the team hoped for on Saturday, but you know, maybe a step in the right direction. And Milan seems to be in fine form. Is this, I mean, do you foresee a full strength squad coming this week, or are you expecting a little bit of rotation?
I think we'll be in it to win it. I think we'll be going as strong as we can and taking it as seriously as possible. Obviously people pick up knocks and injuries here and there. So certain people will be ruled out. And that's out of their hands, just on the medical side of things. We're turning up and we're looking to go and win the game, and everyone that is available and healthy will be there making a good account for themselves.
And Andrew, do you prefer Andrew, Drew, Foxy, what's your preference?
The boys will all call me Foxy. You're more than welcome to do that. Mum and Dad call me Andrew. So whoever side you want to be on,
I imagine I'm probably closer to the age of your parents than I am your teammates at this time.
So, possibly, but depending what mood you're at, I've been called worse. So completely up to you.
Listen, first of all, welcome to Orange County. We were all really excited when we saw that you had signed, and we're really enjoying watching you play. How do you feel about your partnership there on the back line so far with through the first four games with Marcus? How well are you two gelling together at this point, do you feel?
I really like playing with him. Yeah, I think although we're quite new to playing with each other, we may have slightly different strengths, but we should bring things out in each other and encourage better plays from one another. I really, really like playing next to him. He's a brilliant talker. He's very experienced. He's probably more experienced in the position than me. His positioning's excellent, and he's got very high standards. If ever I'm out of position or if something doesn't go in the flow of the game, he's the first one onto me. And then on the other side of it, if it goes well, he's the first one to congratulate me. He makes playing that back there much easier, and he takes care of a lot of the talking on his side, which makes the job, which makes it easier to focus on yourself rather than everyone around you at all times. He's good. I think he's very, very good.
Yeah. Just kind of changing directions a little bit. There was somebody who had asked a question, and I told him that I would ask you this question, but they were curious to find out, what did you find out about living in Orange County that is completely different than what you actually expected when you knew that you were coming to Orange County?
Good question. I'm not sure off the top of my head. I suppose, I don't know. One thing that I'm really enjoying is obviously it's a lovely area, and many parts of it are beautifully landscaped. I like the wild side of it too. I still like when you can drive around and the hills are sort of a little, they're untamed, if you will. And it looks like I didn't realize how sort of many climates this place seems to encompass. At one point, it looks like you could be driving around England in the hills, and another time it looks like you might be in Hawaii or something like that. So I probably wasn't, I thought it would be a bit more cookie cutter and just magazine cover, but I'm enjoying seeing the variety of what outside looks like has taken me by surprise. I'm not surprised how pretty it is, but just the range of everything here.
Gotcha. Now you are from Huntingdon, England, correct?
Yeah, I was born there. Yeah, I'm from a small little village 10 minutes away. So from Cambridgeshire, okay, in England.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Cambridge. I'm familiar. So you've got Cambridge, you've got Peterborough, Cambridge United, Peterborough. Who was your team growing up?
I started off as a Cambridge United fan. And played with them a little bit just in the very in the youth teams, but Peterborough was the first team I signed professionally with, and they gave me my break. So I'm can't really get more of a controversial answer. I'm sort of in both camps. I like Cambridge because they're my first local team, and still one of my best friends plays there. But Peterborough sort of was my launching pad. And gave me my chance straight after college. So I follow both teams in my football app.
And how was living in Midland? Because I've been there before.
In Midland? Yeah. Midland. it was a very short spell. I suppose without realizing it, it was probably a little bit of preparation for El Paso. That wasn't to come for a few years later. It was, I don't know. I think places like Orange County a little bit more up my street. I tend to gravitate towards greener places, or at least prefer them. So it's, I don't know. You take the good with the bad. At least you know what you like after living somewhere like that.
Absolutely. I have one last question for you. Well, it's a two-piece question. Did you hear the County Line Coalition with your chant?
No.
You didn't hear it?
No.
Okay, you know what? I'm not going to spoil it for you then. I will make sure on Wednesday that when you are somewhere near us that we sing it loud, and that you absolutely hear it. Have you ever had your own personal chant before by a supporter section?
There was one in El Paso that they had, which I quite liked. And it was, do you know that song, We've Got the Funk?
Yeah.
We've got, they've just replaced Funk Box.
Okay, got it. Got it. All right, well, I'm going to make sure that you hear us sing your song on Wednesday. And then
I'll react. At some point,
I will make sure that I ask you again the question on what your thoughts are on it. Okay. So that's it for me. Hey, Foxy, again, thank you very much for being here with us tonight. I think Nathan probably has a couple of questions for you. Looking forward to watching you the rest of the season, man. Just keep doing what you're doing. We're loving it so far.
Yeah. Well, thanks very much. Yeah, pleased to be here. Yeah, look forward to hearing whatever you guys are singing on Wednesday.
All right. Well, Andrew, again, welcome to our show. Welcome to Orange County. It's been a real pleasure to meet you and say. I only got like two questions or so. My first one, obviously, you spent 4 years in El Paso. Lots of memories there. And on Saturday, you'll be returning back to El Paso. What's like your overall just thoughts on that going to be like?
On returning to play there?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. So like you say, I was there for 4 years. I had a really good experience, worked with some great people along the way. And so I hope that I left the club on good terms. That was certainly, I certainly have only good things to say about the club. So I'm looking forward to going back and playing there. I know squads change a little bit, but there's still a really good core of players there that I know well, and some of which I've played with. A couple I've played with for 4 years, a couple I've only played with for a year or two, but I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun. It'll be, I'm sure it'll be a little strange feeling, but it'll be good. It's certainly a stadium I'm comfortable playing in, which, so I hope that brings back some nice memories.
Yeah, it sounds good. And last one, I'll say just, you've been to Texas, lived there for a few years, now you're in California. Who has the better food in your opinion?
I don't want to what's the political way to say that? I don't want to aggravate an entire state here, but so far the best food, the place that I've lived that has the best food, is probably Austin. I'm a little new to this area yet, so I'm happy to be given some recommendations to change. I went to college in Austin, so I was there for 4 years. That probably tops it for me. I don't want to say one state's better than the other. But like I say, I'm new to this area and we've just had a baby a few weeks after coming here. So I've not really had much chance to go and explore and see some new places. So I need you guys to prove me wrong there and give me some recommendations and places to go would be great.
Foxy, if I may, back 30 some years ago, I lived in Central Texas. I spent a lot of time in Austin. Most of my weekends, I was a 21-year-old kid on 6th Street.
Yeah.
The food in Texas is better than in Orange County. You're not offending anybody. You're absolutely right. I agree with you 100%.
Right. And please, you're on my side.
Yeah.
All right, Andrew. Perhaps enough about Texas. One question from a listener. What made you want to come here to Orange County? What made you swap center of the country to the coast?
A number of reasons, really. The main things were to do with the team and in the off-season, conversations with the manager and the club about their vision for things and their opinions of me and how I might fit into the system. Excuse me, that was probably number one. And I like the sound of the foundations and everything that was here. And there's obviously great history here. And then plans to go on and to continue that and to go from strength to strength. So that was a huge plus point and a huge advantage. And the relationship and the conversations with the manager was very important. The area itself is obviously very tempting. It has a lot of pluses. My wife is from South Texas, and she grew up on the coast on the Gulf of Mexico. And I think any large body of water, especially a beautiful one, was going to be a serious pull. And so when the offer came through and it was a serious option, it was always going to be a difficult one to turn down. And like I say, everything on the football side of things and the relationships and the plan for this season and coming seasons were the main driving focuses. And like I say, yeah, nice water and green rolling hills was a plus as well.
It's okay. You are allowed to say the weather. We know just how spoiled we are here. Two more for you. Do you have a local place you've been that you want to shout out? I mean, what's the best thing you've found so far in Orange County that is not nature?
Yeah, we had a really nice brunch really early on here. I think it was down in Laguna Beach. Is it Orange Cafe? Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Orange Cafe Inn, possibly. I had a breakfast burrito and a mango juice there. That was really nice. I've not been back since, but that was excellent. I'd like to go back soon.
We will find it, and we will submit it to the public for their opinion. Apparently, it's the Orange Inn. One final and also food-related question for you, Andrew. What is your favorite vegetable, and how do you prepare it?
The one I eat most is probably a cucumber. I know that, you know, it's fairly simple. You would just slice it, but it's fairly versatile for me. I can have it with a sandwich, or I can put it in a rice bowl or something like that. Quite a big fan of carrots. I grew up eating a lot of carrots. I would just, boil those probably. But if I was forced to pick one, I'd be happy with a cucumber. I'm happy with that as a midday snack as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Cucumber sandwich. That is very British of you.
And there you go. Yeah. Brings out my roots as well.
Fittingly, your manager, when on this podcast, said that his favorite was carrots. So there's probably something going on there.
There you go. Yes.
Something across the pond. Andrew, thank you for joining us. I, and I'm sure everyone else, hopes that you can recreate some cup magic. Channel your inner Grimsby Townsman and go as far as you can for us. All right. Thank you for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Look forward to seeing how it goes this year. It was lots of fun. Yeah, thanks very much. Look forward to seeing you guys again soon. Take care.
Cheers, Foxy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Andrew Fox. We got a nice, lovely view of Larry there for a second, but he's as diplomatic as they come.
He's definitely, better looking than I am, and he has that really wonderful British accent. I always love hearing the British players when they're off the pitch and they're talking. They're very calm and they're very collected, and Andrew is obviously well educated, well spoken, but then you hear him start to yell when they're on the pitch, and man, it's just a totally different animal. It's one of my favorite things.
Nathan, do you feel any better about our defense now that you've spoken to Mr. Fox?
I mean, he is the fox on the box, so yeah, you can't look down on what he says. I think honestly, definitely once he gets, his feet settled in a little bit more in Orange County, then he'll have a pretty really good season, I feel like, and hopefully he stays here for more than just 1 year.
I hope. Hopefully the kid keeps him here as well. Congratulations to him and his family as well. And I hope they find a wonderful time here in Orange County. If you have any recommendations for him, we'll do our best to pass him along somehow, some way. Let's make him feel as home as possible. Probably enough talk about soccer and plenty of talk about food. Really all episode long. I mean, I opened this with a question about olives, but it is time for random thoughts at the 45-minute mark. So, Larry, since you've been around quite a few times, hit us with a random thought.
Random thought. Well, right when I first came on to the podcast tonight, before we went on the air, I told you what I am celebrating tonight, but I'm not going to say that that out loud right at the
Thank
moment.
Thank you.
But, yeah, you know, I I know when to speak and I know when to shut up. Random thought. We got to have a big win on Wednesday. I'm sticking with soccer for the moment. We got to have a big win on Wednesday. We need to, I had my finger hovering over mute. All right, Andy, I feel you. And we need to pick up, we need to come out of El Paso with another point as well. Further random thoughts. There was a very, very tragic car accident, just literally 5 minutes down the road from my home. And very, very sadly on Sunday, a very young couple with their 11-month-old baby were walking down the street and somebody jumped the curb, hit them. Sadly, extraordinarily heartbreakingly, the 11-month-old boy was killed. Both parents are injured and they're still in the hospital. So I'm not a huge advocate of the whole thoughts and prayers, but like to send some positive thoughts out to those folks because this is my neighborhood. And if I had to bet money, I would say these people had probably been in my store on more than one occasion, although I didn't recognize them from their photos. But the driver of the car was under the influence. So, if you're having a few, hey man, call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a friend, call mom and dad. Do not get behind the wheel of a car when you've had a few, even if it's just one or two, just don't do it. It ain't worth it. So that's my random thought.
A bleak one, but a very good reminder. Nathan, your random thought.
Yeah, I think just soccer-wise, just gotta get a win some way, somehow. Hopefully it's Wednesday. If it's Saturday, even better. And I think, honestly, it's about whatever. I'll say this was my first time being on the show, and definitely the nerves are kind of showing here, but yeah, no, I've definitely watched the show a few times in the past couple of years, so, got to be out here for once, and are you guys having me on?
Well, Nathan, thanks for joining. He does a lot of work. I don't know if you know this in the back side of things, stuff you write, any random stats, or if you ever find something on eBay that's Orange County related and you can't purchase it because it's already been sold, it's probably because of this guy over here.
Yeah.
As you can tell by his walls or what that Blues kit that he's wearing right now.
Yeah.
Go ahead, please.
Just some more stats for all you statners out here. Wednesday, if we win, it'll be our first win in the last, I believe, 10 games. And first win versus an OC professional side.
I think it's time for a cup run. To follow up on Larry's random thought, yes, a reminder, OCSC is partnering with the NOAA Burn It Out Foundation. So don't drive drunk. Get home safely. And like Larry said, call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a rideshare, whatever brand you prefer. Not particularly care. Just get a ride home. Your car will be there tomorrow. So, I think that is all.
I would like to say one other thing for those of you out there listening right now. If you have not been paying attention to the writing that Nathan and Keith Jenks are doing. Some guys are so much better at it than I am. I just decide to step back and just be a talking head on here instead because they both put me to shame with what they're doing. So keep doing it, Nathan. Keith, if you're out there listening, keep doing it as well because the content is awesome and it's very, very much appreciated. And for those of you out there who are listening, make sure that you're reading it and commenting on it and sharing it as many places as you possibly can.
Beautiful. For those of us that maybe are joining us late in the show, worry not. There is a place to find us online. You can find us on Twitter at @OCSC_soccercast. You can find us there on Instagram too. That being said, we never use it. Or you can search for us wherever you get your podcasts for the Orange and Black Soccercast. You can listen to our whole show even faster. That's it. Larry, thank you. Nathan, thank you. And for all of us here at the Orange and Black Soccercast, we are out.
Peace.
Roger!